A deadly winter storm. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
It says it feels like negative 37.
The holiday week blizzard turns tragic, leaving at least 13 dead in half a dozen states, as the storm creates dangerous driving conditions and frigid temperatures.
In some places, the wind chill reaching a shocking 50 below. It's not just the extreme cold frustrating holiday travelers. Thousands of flights from coast to coast have been canceled or delayed through Sunday. Dangerous ice is partly to blame for the domino effect stranding passengers.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. FlightAware says airlines canceled more than 5,700 flights Friday, with more than 10,000 delayed. Four of the deaths connected to the blizzard happened in a 50-car pileup in Ohio on the Turnpike. Other crashes killed three in Oklahoma, three in Kentucky, and one in Missouri, and one person died from exposure to the cold in Texas. Police lift the lockdown at the Mall of America in Minnesota after a shooting Friday night. Fox 9 Minneapolis confirms at least one person killed with two injured. No word on any arrests. Former President Trump lashing out at the January 6th committee's final report, which he says, which accused him of being a key player in a conspiracy orchestrated to make the Capitol riot happen.
The Unselect Committee will go down in history as a con job and a disgrace. They want to stop us from taking back our country, but they will fail. They will not win. We will make America great again.
Trump on his Twitter alternative Truth Social. The January 6th committee's final report recommended the Justice Department pursue criminal charges against Trump and said Congress should bar him from ever holding federal office again. He has declared he is running again for president. And stocks finished higher but ended the week with a loss. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
President Biden signed a short-term spending bill to keep the government open. Later, he will sign the massive $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government through September. President Macron of France condemning the attack on a Kurdish community in Paris Friday that killed three people and injured four.
Deadly violence, then angry protest not far from the landmarks of the French capital. In this holiday season, a shooting at and around a center for the Kurdish community in Paris left three dead and three injured. The suspected gunman, a 69-year-old French national, was quickly arrested by police with his own injuries. The man had been arrested in the past, including for an attack on a migrant camp in Paris. He was just released from prison.
He wanted to attack foreigners. We will find out if he was specially targeting the Kurds.
That didn't stop clashes erupting quickly between police and angry locals.
Fox's Greg Palcott. A courtroom in Los Angeles erupted into chaos Friday after a jury convicted rapper Tory Lanez of shooting hip-hop star Megan Thee Stallion. The panel found him guilty of three felony charges.
Discharging a firearm with gross negligence, assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and carrying a loaded unregistered firearm in a vehicle. Lanez, who pleaded not guilty, faces 22 years in prison and deportation. Megan Thee Stallion testified that Lanez fired a handgun at the back of her feet and shouted for her to dance. The Texas-born rapper said she needed surgery to remove bullet fragments from her feet. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And on the ice, Alex Ovechkin scores his 802nd goal.
There it is. Alex Ovechkin has overtaken Mr. Hockey.
NBC Sports' Joe Beninati referring to Ovechkin passing Gordie Howe to take second place in NHL goal history. Wayne Gretzky still number one. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.